sideline, inside the 10, he won't be denied. Touchdown, San Francisco.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
What up, Oreo Cookie? Victory Monday. I want to hear from Niner fans after the win yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. All the callers, all Niner fans, all roasters. You guys are the guests today. And of course, the guest line is always presented by River Islands. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Fred Warner with another just monster play. He's playing at such an elite level right now, a Hall of Fame level. But, you know, you think about him being a quarterback of the defense, and you got the quarterback of the offense in Brock Purdy. You got some great pillars right here on this football team. At number 54, making another game-changing play. Seems like week in and week out. And I know I was looking at all the reports. David Lombardi from SF Standard, I guess, had a video out. Fred Warner, before they put on a uniform yesterday, before pregame warm-ups, he's giving a speech with the team, basically saying, I just had to make sure we're all on the same page.
Oh.
And so Fred has taken his leadership role to another level, as well as the play on the football field.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Purdy, and you're talking about Fred Warner, and those guys are just consummate professionals. Clearly, Purdy, just the way that he conducts the huddle, and you didn't have any of the play clock issues yep. like you did the week prior. You did have a timeout that they had to burn earlier because they were late on a substitution package. But the way that he commands everything, you just feel calm. Everything's calm, and you know that they're going to move the ball. And then on the defensive side, seeing Fred Warner just, I mean, he made play after play after play until he got hurt and came out of the game. What I liked, quietly, as you talk about two studs, and you're talking about, you know, Purdy's going to get paid. He is going to get paid. But their ability to draft and develop around those two guys is going to be really important. And as you see this Okawanu, number 91, kind of come out of nowhere and make plays, huge. I like that Malik Mustafa was getting a lot of run. Now, he missed a wide-open tackle
First drive in the game.
He missed an interception late in the game.
Yep.
But for the most part, you didn't really bring up his name. He's playing. I like that. Renardo Green, in and out of the lineup, but he was playing. Yadam and him were kind of going back and forth. So you're playing that young player, and then you're going to get Pearsall back on offense. And Dominic Pooney, who came out of the game and then came back into the game, rookies playing, cost-controlled rookies, contributing to this team is what is going to be the lifeline of sustaining and having elite pillars like the Kittles and the Warners and the Purdies. But when you mix in the young guys, a Jordan Mason, an undrafted guy who's second, third in the league in rushing after Derrick Henry's performance last night, that's how you sustain.
No doubt. Well, Fred Warner once was that player. George Kittle was once that player, right? Brock Purdy, I guess, was once that player. Juwan Jennings was once that player. Guys you're drafting and developing, and then you bring them along slowly here to where they're contributing in big-time wins. That's what they've done under John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. They've done a really good job. But I want to hear from Fred Warner because we all believe he's playing on a different level.
Yeah.
He was asked that question yesterday after the game.
I mean, I'm just trying to do my best, you know, whatever that takes for the team, honestly. And, you know, the play today, I've been talking about that for weeks now. You know, Coach Staley does a great job in our ball meeting, and he's made it an emphasis that if you score on defense, you have about 100% chance of winning the game. And so I'm like, we got to score on D. And for us to get that play, you know, obviously we won, and we got to keep it going now.
You brought up Coach Staley. That would be Brendan Staley, who's controlling the ball meetings.
What is he doing? Stop asking that question.
Does anyone know what he does?
Well, he just said the
you
ball
meetings. You don't have to ask that again.
Hey, listen to it again. He'll kind of explain. Warner explains it right here.
I mean, I'm just trying to do my best, you know, whatever that takes for the team, honestly. And, you know, the play today, I've been talking about that for weeks now. You know, Coach Staley does a great job in our ball meeting, and he's made it an emphasis that if you score on defense, you have about 100% chance of winning the game. And so I'm like, we got to score on D. And for us to get that play, you know, obviously we won, and we got to keep it going now.
So they have a ball meeting, and Brandon Staley apparently is sitting there, hey, you score our defense, we're going to win 100% of the time. You know, Staley loves his analytics. So, scoring on defense, Fred Warner scoring on defense, Nick Bosa coming up with a sack fumble, which is what's going to take him to another level. When Bosa can, yeah, I know, you see that? That's my cousin right there. Bosa get after the quarterback, and forcing turnovers is his next evolution, but the injury. We're all concerned about Fred Warner's injury. He was asked about it.
You know, it was all based off the feel. You know, like I said, if I could have been, it'd take a lot for me to tap out, right? So, I mean, if I could have been out there, I would have been. We'll get more information as we go with scans and all that, but I feel good right now.
Did he roll the ankle?
I guess so. I didn't catch it.
Okay, I didn't either. I missed catch something.
Yeah, I missed something too. I don't know what happened, but the fact that, you know, we know Fred Warner's a gladiator. And an injury, like we saw him in Philadelphia, he was down on the turf, first drive of the game. I said, boy, he's done. And he comes back in the game and he does what Fred Warner does, right? What was it, a stinger or a shoulder or something like that? So he was laying on the turf. It's like, damn, we lost Fred, first drive of the game. Damn, this is not going to go well. Well, it didn't go well. Fred not coming back into that football game. I sat there the entire second half. I was like, damn, Fred's not playing.
Right?
He has to really be hurt. So if he is really hurt, then how long is it? That MRI today, if he's out 1 to 2, 2 to 3, well, you got the Cardinals with a mobile quarterback on deck. And they got some playmakers, although last night they got smoked, and I think they quit. I watched that. I had it on the screen because the Niners were handling their business. I thought they borderline quit.
Wow.
I just did not like their effort and their energy whatsoever.
Call of Duty Black Ops 6 coming out soon, by the way.
Well, you know. They didn't have Trey McBride. They're probably going to have Trey McBride back next week, Arizona. They had to play without their tight end.
Yeah,
so,
he's nice.
You know, you got Arizona. Then you got Seattle on a short week with all their playmakers and their studs.
But they're missing four players.
Kenneth Walker to third.
Yeah, they're at least four guys that aren't going to be able to play on that short week against the Niners. They already know. Four contributors, starters. You know, Bonte, Nick Bosa made a play yesterday. You've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. I can't remember too many times where he has gone for the sack, stripping the guy, and then recovering the ball was incredible. But the fact that he went around the edge and then did the strip sack thing, like, I thought he played with his pants on fire in the entire second half, and that's what I wanted to see from him, and it was great to see. We've all been asking for it and begging for it, and it felt like he understood the assignment yesterday.
No, he did, and he's been swiping at it. He tried to swipe at Darnold in week two on the sack where he's going for the football, so he understands the next evolution to his game and what makes a great pass. The Reggie Whites, Derek Thomas's, Lawrence Taylor's, J.J. Watts, the T.J. Watts, Von Miller's. You go get that football. You go get a sack and you go get that football. Yeah. So that's a big step for Nick Bosa, and they're going to need that from a moving forward here. Can you create turnovers to get this ball back to Brock Purdy in the offense? Look, quietly they put up 30 yesterday. Now the defense scored 7 of them. We get all that. But I love that 30 number, Shasky. Well, I love that 30.
Once it was 27 to 10, it felt like GO, meaning game over.
Yeah, it was
game over. And, you know, I can't believe the Niners are the only team in the history of football to have a backup tight end be their kick returner and now a fullback be their punt returner. Remember when Delanie Walker was their kick returner? Yep. I mean, he was good. He was solid. They literally jocked out. And I'm not mad at them. I would have done it too. Kyle Juszczyk is more reliable than anyone else you got.
Well, Jacob Cowie got hurt too.
Bonte.
They said he got hurt.
How are we the only team in the league with a fullback?
But you know, though? When it comes to punt returns, not to cut you off, there was muff punts all over the place this
weekend.
The Bills game.
Yeah.
The Vikings game. The Eagles game. Cooper DeJean. DeJean, whatever. He muffed the punt in Tampa.
Thank you, Eagles, for losing.
Who else? There was I saw muff punts all over the place yesterday. Guys are muffing punts the punt return game. I don't know if teams are practicing special teams, but it's just not the Niners. I saw at least four from other teams. It's like, what's going on here?
I have a belief that I'm dead serious on this. 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't even put a player back there. No, I'm not joking. I just let it land where it lands.
I can't do that.
Wherever it lands, we just take it.
It lands inside the 5-yard line. So what? Because that's where safeties happen. That's where you got to condense the playbook. I'm good off that. Get me a competent punt returner.
And the other element that, and again, I'm nitpicking here. I'm telling you, dude, I'd have cut Wisnowski and I would have kept Presley Harvin III.
I'm keeping Wisnowski.
I'm cool off Mitch. Mitch looks cooked.
But he's not cooked. He's fine.
It is sad, but it's true.
He's fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. It's preseason for everybody. Preseason's now over.
Dog, it's week four.
Yeah, preseason's now over. The whole month of September is preseason.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
The whole month, that's what they've been talking about all season. September's now preseason. Now we get to the real season.
They're playing Malik.
Don't all the experts say that?
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
They're playing Malik Mustafa, a rookie at safety. They're a second-year player at safety. They're playing their rookie in and out of the third corner spot. They got an undrafted running back. They've got Okwuanu making plays on the defensive line. They got a rookie right guard. They got a second-year player linebacker in D. Winters, who I thought showed something. And they got two seventh-rounders in Jennings and Purdy, just absolutely balling right now. This team, like, I don't want another first-round pick ever again. Just give me the late-round picks.
Slow down. We all want first-round picks. I know you are. All right. When the Red Gold win, however, our listeners win. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune into the Morning Roast for your chance to win a jersey. Today, it will be around 7:30, so you want to stay tuned for that. Again, when the Red and Gold win, our listeners win, and around 7:30, you'll have a chance to win a jersey presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. More on the Niners coming up here, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Let's get to Brock Purdy and his excellence, huh? How about that? That's coming up here on The Roast.